Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Gary Evans, president and CEO of Magnum Hunter Resources. The company trades on Amex, and the ticker symbol is MHR. And the company is an independent exploration and production company engaged in the acquisition of exploration leases and producing properties, as well as secondary enhanced oil recovery projects, exploratory drilling, and production of oil and natural gas in the U.S. Thanks for joining us today, Gary.
Thank you, Juan.
Great. Now, it's always good to have you on. And start off by talking to us about the Q3 financial results, which saw a 28% increase in average daily production.
Well, you know, the company is in a transition phase of trying to grow from a much smaller microcap company to a more of a small to midcap company. And we did complete a couple acquisitions this past quarter and drilled some successful wells. And so production profile is, you know, coming up from the 600-700 barrel day range to the, you know, close to 900 barrel day range where we anticipate exiting this year. And then with our acquisition of Triad, that will push us up to around 1,800 barrels a day. So company is basically, you know, tripling its production base here in about 4 or 5 months.
Right. So, yeah, talk a little bit more about the Triad acquisition and, you know, how that's going to enhance the company.
Well, Triad was a company that filed for bankruptcy in December of last year. It's a 23-year-old company based in the Appalachia. The basin up there is called Marcellus. It's the hottest North American resource play today. And we would own properties in the states of Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky. It's about 88,000 acres and covers about 2,000 wells. So the company is a fully integrated oil and gas company from the standpoint it owns drilling rigs, workover rigs, roustabout trucks, and frac tanks and saltwater disposal facilities, as well as a 55-mile pipeline. And so we see it as a opportunity for Magnum Hunter to establish a core base in this area to build upon.
Good. And so in terms of your M&A activity, what are some of the synergies that you look for?
Well, in today's lower commodity price environment, we're obviously looking for situations that maybe have a little problem. Several of the things that we have looked at and done were in this distressed arena, and a lot of things we're looking at are in that same camp. So we want operations. That's essential. We think you have to operate your properties in order to control your destiny and your capital budget. So that's a requirement. And we're more oily weighted today than gas. We're about 70% crude oil, and we think that's a better place to be in light of the uncertainty around the gas market.
Great. So just to note, the company made an acquisition of the East Clakely Field in South Louisiana, as well as Sharon Resources. You also continued drilling at the Mohawk Field in North Dakota and resumed drilling at the Cinco Terry Field. So bring us up to speed on some of your key projects.
Well, in North Dakota, which is an area we've drilled two new horizontal wells, as well as we re-entered a well and went horizontal on it as well. So we have three new producers in North Dakota. And this is in the Williston Basin. We have an interest in actually 15 fields up there. This is all oil. And the Bakken and Sanish Peaks, which is one of the hotter oil plays in the U.S., that's coming through, it looks like, a number of our fields in the western side of the region. So we are in the process of mapping those opportunities and hope to be able to drill one of those Bakken Sanish Peak wells in 2010. The Cinco Terry is more of a West Texas gas property. We are not the operator of that, but there's an active drilling program going on. We have two rigs running, and the success rate there has been over 90%. And then the East Chalkley was the property that we acquired additional ownership interest in over in Louisiana. It is also oily, in fact, all oil. And we are just now, as we speak, implementing a new saltwater disposal system at that field, which will significantly reduce our operating cost. And then with the Sharon acquisition we made about a month ago, we picked up a significant ownership interest in about 8,000 acres in the Eagle Ford Shale, which is a new hot shale play in South Texas. And we've already initiated some work on that property to do some reentries and recompletion of existing wells that came with that acreage position. So pretty active in all the areas. I think what's unusual for a company our size is that we actually have interest in three of the, you know, big four shale plays, being the Bakken, the Marcellus, and the Eagle Ford, which makes a company with a market cap under $100 million, it makes it quite unique.
Right. So with that being said, what else makes Magnum Hunter unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think that you got a management team that's done it before. I mean, we build a company from scratch up to, you know, $2.2 billion before we sold it in June of 2005. And so we did the last go around during a cycle when commodity prices were down, and we're kind of doing the same thing again. So I believe that the timing is right. We have got good financing in place. We announced a new $150 million credit line with the Bank of Montreal that's in the process of closing. We did an equity financing just in the last few days, raised around a little over $10 million. So the company's well-positioned, has access to the capital markets, and while the stock is up a nice, you know, 350%, 400%, there's a long ways to go with what our game plan is.
Definitely. And so you also had sold you had a direct offering?
We did a direct offering. In fact, we'll filing an 8K today, kind of talking about it all. But we did sell units at $1.73 per unit, which included a warrant, and we raised a little over $10 million.
Good. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Gary, for some of our listeners that are new to Magnum Hunter, as well as that of some of the new management team.
Well, I was a former banker in Dallas in the energy lending area. I started the old Magnum Hunter in June of 2005 with $1,000 and built that company for 20 years. And that's when I sold it in June of 2005 for $2.2 billion. I had a two-year non-compete where I really couldn't do anything in the oil and gas business. Mm-hmm. So I've been running a green company as well. And then I started Magnum Hunter, the new Magnum Hunter. We actually took over an existing company in Houston called Petro Resources, and we changed the name to Magnum Hunter and started bringing in some of our management team members. And so, like our CFO today, his name is Ron Orman. He used to be one of our lead bankers at CIBC.
Yeah.
And then David Kruger is our chief accounting officer. He was the same position at the old Magnum Hunter. And Brad Davis was senior VP at Capital Markets, and he is doing that same position with us now. So a lot of the old team, and we, you know, going through a little bit of growing pains like anybody that would, you know, go through the kind of growth we've had. But we've got a lot more on our plate, and our game plan is to try to get this company up to, you know, $300 to $500 million in assets in 2010, so we can be a much more meaningful player in the sector.
Definitely. And so, yeah, what are some of the other goals that the management team hopes to accomplish over the course of the next 12 months?
I think, you know, being able to show our production growth at the levels that we're going to show it, we want to be able to prove to the street that we can be successful in all three of our shale plays, whether that be Marcellus, the Eagle Ford, or the Bakken. So getting a well or two drilled in all those areas, we think, would be very meaningful to the stock, because then people could start extrapolating the additional proved undeveloped reserves that might exist because of that initial drilling.
Great. And so switching gears here a little bit, In terms of investors, do you believe that Magnum Hunter Resources, your investment story and upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Probably not completely. It's just beginning to happen. We have three firms that currently follow the company from an equity research coverage standpoint. That's Canaccord Adams, that's Pritchard Capital, and Rodman Renshaw. So I think you'll probably see 3 to 5 additional firms pick up coverage here over the next 90 to 120 days as we have continued to execute on our business plan. So that'll give us broader coverage. And we're beginning to do some marketing to tell our story. So, you know, people are beginning to take note of what we're up to. And I think it's important to note that in this offering we just did just a few days before, five of our insiders all bought stock in the open, you know, in a private offering, and we filed those forms appropriately, which I was one of those. So we're trying to, you know, put our money where our mouth is.
Very key point, certainly. And once again, joining us today is Gary Evans, President and CEO of Magnum Hunter Resources. The company trades on Amex, ticker symbol is MHR. Currently trading at the $1.61 a share. So before we conclude, Gary, just to rehash, what do you believe are some of the key reasons that investors should consider MHR as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, number one is management team. I think a management team that has demonstrated they have the capability of building something significant. The fact that we've only been involved in the company since May and the stock's up 300 to 400% is a testimony to that fact. The fact that we have executed on what we said we would do, which was to begin making acquisitions and try to do them in the distressed arena, which Triad obviously is. We're buying it out of bankruptcy and bringing new financial firepower to the table with our new credit line and the ability to access the equity markets, which we've done. So I think we're beginning to, you know, show everybody that we do know how to run this business and this sector, and believe that of a company of our size, again, to have exposure to three of the biggest shale plays in the U.S., I think is quite unusual. I don't think you'll find another company out there that has that kind of potential.
Definitely. Well, it sounds like a very clear cut direction, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on some of your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors, Gary. Always good to have you on.
All right. Thanks so much for your time.